And welcome back once again to Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan as I continue episode number 12, which I've entitled, Two Things I Believe Every Christian Needs in Their Walk. And I just want to remind you that you can find the podcast on various podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. So glad that you have tuned in, and I've got several episodes that you can go back and listen to. And maybe you've asked yourself, hey, Travis, why do you just do 20 minutes at a time? It just seems like I could make some of these episodes longer and kind of get more into each episode. But when I started the podcast, I read somewhere that after about 20 minutes, people start to tune out and maybe lose interest, and there's so much going on in the world around us. And I kind of want to just keep it around 20 minutes so that you'll stay engaged during it and it can maybe get you through. Maybe you're listening to it as you work out. Maybe you're listening to it on your drive, and you can kind of get a little bit each day. You can break it up into different days and listen to a different part of each episode. And so that's kind of why I wanted to do that. I thought that it would just be good to keep them around 20 minutes each. So I think that's a pretty good length. I don't want to go too long or too short either. So 20 minutes to me just seems to be right about the right point. On the last part of the episode, I told you two things that I believe every Christian needs in their walk, and those two things are conviction and discernment. Both of those are given to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And here is something that I read online at livingtruth.ca. And here's what it says. The Holy Spirit is the one who convicts us of sin, not to condemn us, but to make us aware of it so that we can be cleansed and forgiven. Again, the Holy Spirit is that one. When people say it's your conscience telling you that you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that, without getting into any deep theological discussions or any arguments, I would say, no, that's wrong. It's the Holy Spirit in Christians that tells us this is not right. This is not the way that you should be living. This is not the decision that you should be making. And that's where the conviction and discernment come in. One of the reasons I wanted to talk about these two things is because I've seen so many Christians lately that don't seem to have these in their lives. If you are a Christian, you have these available to you through the power of the Holy Spirit. I said in the last part of the episode that God never wastes anything, and that is so true, and He gives these to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Why would God make them available to us if we're not supposed to use them? The enemy does not want us to have conviction in our lives. He does not want us to live lives of conviction, and he definitely doesn't want us to have discernment in our lives, because when we have those in our lives, we live a life more pleasing to the way that God wants us to live our lives, because we're more cognizant of what is right, what is wrong. How does God want me to live? I'm going to live and I'm going to stand based on my convictions of what I believe and what God's word says, rather than what the world is trying to influence me and get me to do. The enemy does not want us to live that way, because when we don't live the way that God wants us to, it breaks his heart. And that is what the enemy wants to do, is he wants to try and drive a wedge between us and God and make us not be able to live up to our full potential and to the full life that God wants us to live. He wants us just keep doing and supporting things that we know go against what we believe. So that is why I just felt led to talk about these two things and just say why I believe every Christian needs to have a life of conviction and also use discernment in their lives with whatever decisions come up throughout their lives. Here's some examples in my life of me being convicted. I'm a strong supporter of life because my mom is adopted and she understands the gift of life and that we are created in the image of God. And if it had not been for that selfless act of my biological grandmother to give my mom up many, many years ago, I would not be here today. And so that is why I am a strong supporter of life. I'm convicted because it has affected me. I know what God says about life, that it is a precious gift, that we are created in His image. So I am convicted about that. And that is why I cannot support any organization or support any politician or any political party that promotes and that pushes the right of a woman to kill a child or to have an abortion. I can't do that. I'm convicted about it. There is a strong conviction, and that comes again from the power of the Holy Spirit. But then you also link that up with discernment. I know that God has a plan for each and every one of us. As I've told you, I think on one of the recent episodes, my new life verse is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. God cares about us more than we could ever imagine. You hear me say that on nearly every episode. But I think if we would just stop and remember that and know that He's never going to guide us down the wrong path. And that's why He gives us, through the power of the Holy Spirit, conviction and discernment to those that call upon His name. So that is why I am convicted about supporting life and being a strong supporter of life, because I know the value that every life has and that God has a plan for each and every one of us. I know that I talked about that some people never discover what their purpose is in this life, but God has a purpose for each and every one of us, and that is why life is so powerful. So that's one of the things that I'm convicted about. We're not all convicted of the same things, and I realize that, and I believe it's because we all have different things that we deem important, and the Holy Spirit does not convict everyone all about the same things, because we all do different things in our lives. And so somebody could be convicted about this, somebody may be convicted about something else in their lives. Like I said, as far as the thing goes about me being convicted about life, you may not have parents that were adopted, or maybe there's no one in your family who's ever been adopted. So you may not be as convicted about supporting life as I am. That's just the way that the Holy Spirit works, is it's not always the same thing. Here's some more examples. And I mentioned this on the last part of the episode, that one of the reasons I haven't been getting a lot of episodes out lately as I've been looking for a full-time job, because at my radio job, I was told back in April that I was going to be moved to part-time. And so I started looking around and I found a job at the Home Depot, and I've been on the job for about 2 weeks now, and I really do enjoy it. And this was one of the areas, though, in looking for a job where I was also convicted as well. And I had so many people praying for me, and they gave me suggestions of where I should apply. And again, being a man of conviction, there are certain places that I can't work for or didn't want to work for because of what they stand for. Here's an example, and that would be Target. Target has been pushing the LGBTQ+ agenda for years now. It's something that I don't want to be a part of. I want to be a part of a company that promotes and holds dear the same values that I do. Of course, there's not going to ever be a perfect company, but I want to work for one that I am proud of. For example, Home Depot, Hobby Lobby, and Chick-fil-A. These companies have their issues. They all have problems just like the other ones, but their main values are pretty much aligned with mine. And I know many people, when looking for a job, just apply everywhere. They don't stop and think and have a conviction and try and use discernment. They just want to find a job so that they can collect that paycheck and have the money keep coming back in. That's a problem, because I know that God's going to do something amazing for me in my life through that job at Home Depot, because I was convicted about and very careful of where I applied, because I did not want to work for a company that I knew does not support the same values that I do. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that God led me to that Home Depot job, and He's going to bless me following what He convicted me about and working for a company who supports the same values that I do. As I've said, there's not going to be a perfect company. Just like I am so tired of hearing people keep looking for the perfect candidate. I don't like this candidate because of this, this, and this. I don't like this candidate because of this, this, and this. There will never be a perfect candidate. But you've got to find the one that supports the same values that you hold near and dear. And if that's not the way that you're voting, then that's a problem as well. We've got so many people that are not living lives of conviction and discernment. They go out, they don't think about their decisions, and they just go out and make a decision. And that leads to a lot of different problems. Here's another company that I was convicted and I said, I'm definitely not going to work for them. I'm definitely not going to support them. And I'm not a coffee drinker anyway, and so I don't support them, but I know many Christians that do. And that's Starbucks. Starbucks openly supports same-sex marriage, which goes against biblical beliefs. They won't put the word Christmas on their cups at Christmas time. And as I've said, I'm not a coffee drinker, but because of at least those two things and more, I can't and won't support Starbucks. And here's the thing. There are many, 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 especially here in North Texas, I've noticed, there are many other coffee shops that you can support. But people don't stop and think and say, is this company that I'm spending my money with, that I'm giving my support to, do they believe and hold dear the same values that I do? And you may say, Travis, there could be other coffee shops that hold these same values. And that's true. And if they say that and you support them, then you'll have to answer to God. But He will never hold against us something that we didn't know. So yes, there may be other coffee companies that support the same-sex marriage. They won't put Christmas on their cups. But if they don't come out and vocally say it, I don't think that God's going to hold it against us if you didn't know. Here's the thing, though. That's why I encourage you, do your research. Try and find out what values a company holds dear. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes they hide it because they don't want you to know. But if you can find what they support and what they believe, and then if those line up with what you support and believe in, then by all means, go ahead and do that. But I think if many Christians just stopped, and if I were to ask many Christians today, do you go to Starbucks? I bet you there would be many that would say, well, yeah, you know, I stop there every morning on my way to work, or I stop there on the way to church, whatever the case may be. And I'll be like, do you know what the company believes? Do you know what values they hold dear? And when you're giving them money, you are telling them, yes, I support what you believe. I support your company. And I don't think there's any way around that. I don't think people could say, well, you know, I do it because it's good coffee and all this, that, and the other. No. You are telling them that you are supporting them and that you are giving money to them so that they can continue to operate and to provide a service. And the thing is, you are supporting them and you are saying, I support what you believe. And that's where a lot of Christians, I would hope, would get convicted. And maybe you're going to be convicted by hearing this because maybe you go to Starbucks quite often. Maybe you go there more than you think you probably should. I hope you are convicted, and I hope you realize that there are many other coffee shops. Some may be mom-and-pop ones. Some may be smaller chains that are really just trying to make it, and they have values that align more closely with the Christian beliefs. Those are the coffee companies that we should be supporting. Those are the kind of companies that we should be supporting. But you don't hear about those in today. No, no. You hear about the big companies. You hear about the companies, record profits, and they're doing this, and they're supporting this. They're supporting things of the world, and that's why they get all the media and the press, because remember, the world does not like Jesus. The world hated Jesus, and they hate us as Christians. It even says that in God's word. It says that He even said, the world hated me first, and the world will hate you for loving me. So if you're worried about, well, I'm trying to fit in, or I just want to be accepted by people, well, then again, you've got the wrong mentality, because it doesn't matter. If God is for us, who in the world can be against us? I have said this, that there are probably not many Christian businesses out there, true Christian businesses. And I think it would be fairly easy for us as Christians that are living lives of conviction and discernment to see these Christian businesses. You should be able to see it in the way that they treat customers and their employees, and just in the values that they hold dear. And so, again, those are the companies that I just encourage you to support. Stop. Think about the decisions that you're making in your life. Ask the Holy Spirit to convict you and give you discernment in making those tough decisions. Some more examples of convictions in my life. Here's another big one that I've seen a lot of Christians support: Disney. We've seen over the last several years that Disney has a woke agenda. They are trying to indoctrinate kids in their films and through media with all this liberal ideology. And however, I see so many parents, including Christian parents, letting their kids watch Disney movies, taking them to Disney World, letting them, you know, stream Disney Plus or whatever it is. It is hard work, but you have to take the time, research these companies and businesses that you interact with. And like I said, God will never hold it against us for things that we did not know. It is no secret what Disney believes. They don't try and hide it. They don't try and make it secretive. They sort of got caught several years ago when they got called out about all of the stuff that they are trying to push on kids, all this, you know, gender ideology nonsense and everything else. And there were still parents that were like, well, they're Disney and they're still a family company, so we're still going to support them. Okay. You're going to have to stand before God one day. You're going to have to stand before Him and answer. I don't know, of course, what He's going to say, because I'm not God, but if you say that you believe in His word, He may ask you, well, you said you believe in my word. How does this gender ideology that Disney is pushing, how does that align with my word? And the answer is it does not. Genesis 1:27, you've heard me mention it several times. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. There's only two genders. That's the end of it. That's it. Period. It's over. God does not make a mistake. But see, Disney wants to push it on these kids that you can be any gender that you want to be. And there's all these different types of genders and this, that, and the other. And that is a lie straight from the pit of hell. And there are so many kids that have fallen into that. And so many kids that come from Christian homes that have fallen into that as well. And that is because, again, they're being bombarded with it through media. And parents, that is where you've got to throw up the protection gate and say, we're not going to support Disney. We are not going to watch Disney. We're not going to go to Disney World or support Disney in anything that they do because their values do not align with the values that we hold dear. I've got about 2.5 minutes left, so let me try and get this in real quick. And I know you might be thinking, well, Travis, what about companies like AT&T or Microsoft? Both are companies that have products that I use and that many people use. And I'm not trying to create it out for myself or make an excuse, but God looks at the intent of the heart. He's going to judge us by how we use those products or devices for his glory. In other words, Microsoft is woke. Apple is woke. They're all about the profits. They don't care about the people. They want to push an agenda. They want to push a certain political party or a political candidate. But if you are using the device that those companies provide to share the love of Jesus with the world, if you're trying to honor God with what you do with that device, then it's fine. Same thing with your phone. Many phone companies don't hold biblical values. They're just all about the money and all about the profits. However, if you use your phone to interact with people, tell them about Jesus, or you're just there for them in a tough time in their lives, and it's not trying to make it an exception or an excuse, but it's using common sense. Use the tools that God gives us for his glory. And in some ways, I love it when God does that. Because the enemy will sit there and he'll tell you, well, you know, you use Microsoft and AT&T, and those are two companies that you say are woke, and you're using their products, and so you know, you should be ashamed of yourself, and God's going to be disappointed with you. But look, I'm using Microsoft right now. I am sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with the entire world. I'm using it for his glory, and I love it when God does that, because God can use anyone and anything to get his word out. And in some ways, God has the last laugh, and he will always have the final word. Let me say a quick prayer, and I will continue this episode on the next part. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come to so many men and women all across the world and share the good news of your word with them. Lord, I pray that each and every Christian listening to this today, those that follow you, that hold the values of your word so dear, that they would be convicted through the power of the Holy Spirit with many things in their lives, and that they would live with lives of conviction, and that they would also ask you to give them discernment in their lives about the decisions that we have to make. And Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. It's in your name that I pray. Amen. Once again, I want to just thank you so much for tuning in. I've got quite a bit more to talk about on this topic, and I will continue this on the next part of this episode. So once again, I hope you have a blessed day. Thank you so much for listening. Remember that you can find the podcast on various platforms. Be sure and share it with your friends, and especially those who don't know Christ. I'm Travis Sullivan. This is Truth from the Heart. Remember, Jesus is King. Maranatha. And God bless until next time.